NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
With the rubber wearing off of these tires, it's also landing on the exhaust. Josh Berry is on fire, Brett McMillan.
All right, Josh Berry has come to a stop. It is pit stall. They're telling him to get out. The car's on fire. They don't know what the cause of it is yet. They're trying to get him out. Right now, the crew is over the wall. There's smoke pouring from the cockpit. They're trying to get him out of there as fast as possible. They're getting the window net down there. Finally pulled Josh Berry from the car. The hood is up, and it is just brown smoke just pouring out of that car. Safety care personnel have come over the wall now, and they are getting the fire extinguishers ready. Now they're pouring the fire extinguishers up under the hood. No idea what caused the fire, obviously, at this point in time. But he has come to a stop on pit road in his pit stall, and smoke continues to pour out from inside that car. Fortunately, Josh Berry is out of the car and safe inside his pit stall.
Caution is out now here at Bristol. Mark, if you remember early on in the next gen era, we started to learn that some of the design aspects of this race car allowed rubber when it comes off the cars in the marble form like it is here tonight was getting caught on the exhaust. Well, they had that cured, but we're seeing extreme conditions here tonight. And when he came in, he was running around the racetrack with that fire. We are under our first caution here in the Bass Pro Shops night race. We owe our local stations a break. From Bristol Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Bristol Motor Speedway. First caution in the Bass Pro Shops night race. We're 82 laps in, and the reason for the caution, Josh Berry's car on fire. The right side softer Goodyear tire. A lot of marbles on the racetrack. That's made for some awesome racing. It did not make for an awesome finish for Josh Berry, Mark.
You know, the Wood brothers and Josh Berry had such high hopes coming into the playoff. He finishes 38th at Darlington, 36th at Gateway. He'll finish 39th tonight. That is officially now the worst first round in history of any NASCAR driver. Eric Jones goes, thank you very much. I held that dubious honor. Now you have it, unfortunately, for Josh Berry.
Three consecutive last place finishes, and that is not necessarily the doing of the driver. Josh
Absolutely.
Berry is definitely going to try and redeem himself for sure, as we've got 7 more to go after tonight. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
When we come back, pit road is going to be busy here at Bristol Motor Speedway.
Hi, it's PRN's Brad Gilley. Did you know you could take PRN with you anywhere? That's right. By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download today for station listings and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, The Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today, available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
We were
work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Welcome back to Bristol Motor Speedway. Field is being towed around by the pace car. They're cleaning all the marbles on the track. They had to clean Josh Berry's pit stall. We're going to wait just a second to see if they open up pit road this time by. When they finally do, it is going to be an amazingly busy place. So pit road is closed. We will come back with more from Bristol Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Nine cars on the lead lap. Pit road is open. Let's start with Andrew Kurland's section.
Yeah, I will say pit road is open. It is a very lonely place right now. None of my cars are coming in on my section of pit road. They're all minus one lap or more. Carson Hocevar definitely did not want to see that caution. They were planning on one stopping this first stage, Doug.
All right, I've just had the top two cars there, Ty Gibbs and William Byron, down and away with four tires. Zane Smith pitted for third for the same thing. Smooth pit stops for all. Wendy Venturini.
It seemed like the cars that pitted early on this stage stayed on the lead lap, that being Bubba Wallace, Austin Cindric on my end of pit road. Austin Cindric said the pace is slow and he could be a little bit freer. He felt like he could have gone 20 more laps. On pit road, Bubba Wallace, it's going to be four tires for him. He's already down and away. Brett McMillan.
A.J. Allmendinger is in. They've already put new outside tires on his car. They're working around the left side now. Also waiting on Denny Hamlin. He has come in as well. And they've changed four tires on Denny Hamlin's car as well. No adjustments for him.
So the cars that pitted Ty Gibbs off pit lane first, then it's William Byron, Zane Smith, A.J. Allmendinger, Bubba Wallace, and Austin Cindric.
Cars a lap down or more now being able to pit. Once we get through that cycle and they come back around, we're going to give you a leaderboard update. This has been a crazy race here at Bristol Motor Speedway. Yesterday, the story into practice and qualifying, hey, Goodyear has a new softer right side tire. Once we got into it, well, the drivers were saying it doesn't feel much different than when we were here back in the spring. Yesterday, we practiced and qualified with the sun on this racetrack. It's cooled off a little bit. Now, Mark, we are seeing a similar situation to what we saw in the spring of 2024. You better manage or you're only going to get 30 to 40 laps out of your tires. And, well, we saw Ryan Blaney hang on for 61.
Again, do the math. If you're getting 40 laps, you have 10 sets. That leaves you well short of the 500 you need to get into tonight. There have been times that NASCAR and Goodyear have gotten together and allowed another set to be given to the teams during the event. That could very possibly happen tonight. And we talked about in our pre-race show, everything went fine yesterday, but the temperature could be the difference. And indeed, just that little bit of temperature change has certainly brought on a very different race. Chaotic. You got to put that in capital letters with about five exclamation marks behind it, because right now this race is just been so topsy-turvy, and it'll be hard to keep a handle on this, just as it was when Denny Hamlin won that race. Constantly guys taking the lead, then pitting, new guys, and just sort of everybody climbs up the ladder to first place, then pits. Then they climb back up to first and then pit. When the final rotation came around, Denny Hamlin was on top.
Mark, I'm not sure exactly what they are, but I see stacks and stacks of new Goodyear tires on the inside retaining wall inside of turn number one. So we'll get an update on that to see what we might have extra. But right now, let's give you a leaderboard update brought to you by Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer. Visit your local Bass Pro Shops store or shop online at BassPro.com. Your adventure starts here.
We have 12 drivers scored on the lead lap. Ty Gibbs, the leader. William Byron, second. Third, Zane Smith. A.J. Allmendinger, the pole sitter, fourth. Fifth is Bubba Wallace. Austin Cindric, sixth. Seventh is Chris Buescher. Denny Hamlin, eighth. Ninth, John Hunter Nemechek. Tenth is Brad Keselowski. Ryan Blaney, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 11th and 12th. Again, the last cars on the lead lap.
One lap down, Chase Briscoe running 13th. Tyler Reddick is 14th. Eric Jones, 15th. 16th is Riley Herbst. Christopher Bell, 17th. Kyle Larson is 18th. Kyle Busch, 19th. And Alex Bowman rounds out the top 20.
Then 21st, Joey Logano. Chase Elliott, 22nd. Ross Chastain, 23rd. Noah Gregson's 24th. Shane Van Gisbergen, 25th. Carson Hocevar, 26th. 27th, Ryan Preece. Justin Haley, 28th. 29th is Michael McDowell. Then in 30th, two laps down, Ty Dillon.
Todd Gilliland runs in 31st. 32nd is Corey Heim. Austin Hill, 33rd. Austin Dillon, 34th. Cody Ware, 35th. Cole Custer, he tagged the wall. He runs 36th. Daniel Suarez, 37th. Chad Fincham is 38th. And off of the racetrack after his car caught on fire. A lot of crew members down there in the infield right now. Josh Berry looks like he will finish last here in the Bass Pro Shops night race, but great to see. He had smoke coming off the back of his fire suit when they pulled him out of the car.
That was pretty scary, and they just couldn't seem to put out the fire, at least initially. So right now, here's what's interesting. 12 cars on the lead lap, 17 cars minus one. So you got two battles that are going to be happening here. Ty Gibbs, William Byron, they're going to be fighting for the lead of the race. The other cars, those 17, fighting for the free pass, they get a quick yellow.
Yeah, we have a lot of cars taking the wave around right now. That's going to put multiple vehicles back on the lead lap, so that's going to be a good thing. But they're all over the racetrack right now, which has just been pretty interesting. So the next time the leader takes the start-finish line, we're going to go one to go. So let's go to the care center with Doug Turnbull.
Here with Josh Berry. Josh, you had a scary moment. Before we get to talk about the playoffs or anything like that, are you okay? We saw you take a moment after the car set fire.
Yeah, it definitely got really smoky there quick. We tried to ride it out as long as we could. But, yeah, when we slowed down, the fire just seemed like it built way faster. And yeah, I could hardly see in the pit box. And, man, just so disappointing. The car was going to be really good. That was going to be a great opportunity for us. And just it's been a tough couple weeks, a lot of bad luck, and but all in all, just proud of the guys and the cars they've been bringing, and you know, we still got seven races here to go try to chase another victory.
There you go, looking for a win. Josh Berry, though, thankfully he is okay.
The one-to-go signal has been given by Joey Aycock, the NASCAR starter, and so Ty Gibbs chooses the outside lane to his inside, William Byron. Zane Smith takes outside of row number two with A.J. Allmendinger inside row two. Bubba Wallace is going to be on the inside of that third row. And then it looks like Bubba Wallace, Chris Buescher to his outside.
Well, when we restart, we're going to do it with 31 to go in this stage. Depending on where they feel they are on tires, they might be able to go, go, go. It's going to be close for them, but they're about to make a trip through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. The Echo in Echo Park stands for Every Car Happy Owner at Echo Park Automotive. Let's see how hard they fight for a stage victory here, Mark, with 31 to go in this stage.
So the Chevy Corvette pace car is off the racetrack. Jesse Dolavut, the pace car driver tonight, they're in the restart zone. Ty Gibbs gets out of there in a hurry from the outside. Leaves now William Byron, Zane Smith, door-to-door in turn two.
Great early run for youngster Zane Smith. He's in that second position, and he slides in front of Byron. Byron will try to get to his inside in turn three. A.J. Allmendinger got off the pace. He got tagged by Bubba Wallace. That kept him in fifth, but the battle is for second. Byron in the inside of Zane Smith.
Well, everybody running hard at this juncture. The top 20 cars, 25 cars, right together, nose to tail, but Ty Gibbs begins to pull away.
So as Gibbs comes across the stripe, 29 laps to go in stage number one. Lap speeds now down in the 16.7 range. Gibbs again takes the train to one.
Myron back to the third position now as he was bypassed by Zane Smith. Fourth is Busher. Running fifth is A.J. Allmendinger.
Bubba Wallace on the move. He actually just moved Ty Dillon up out of the way. Now Bubba Wallace drives to the inside of the number 10. He'll try and take that spot, which is seventh.
Kind of love that paint scheme. I would call that color chartreuse, I think. It's a little bit green, a little bit yellow, but a great race car. And Bubba is on the move.
Here's Cole Custer now trying to drive to the inside of Chris Busher, inch him up the racetrack. Actually, that's the Ty Dillon machine. Denny Hamlin closing in on Custer.
Denny Hamlin, who got off to a poor start, now has that car rolling the way he would like. Same to be said with Chase Briscoe, who runs right behind Hamlin.
William Byron goes up to the top. He's running in third. That's to block A.J. Allmendinger, who is trying to drive to the outside of Chris Buescher.
Well, at the start of this race from the pole, A.J. Allmendinger pulled away. Now, he had that early tire problem, but he does definitely
trouble in turn number two. Alex Bowman goes spinning around. It looks like everyone stayed off of the number 48. Alex Bowman is going to be able to continue on the racetrack. This is our second caution here now with 25 laps to go in the Bass Pro Shops night race, Mark.
And this one comes out, again, very late in this stage and should make things kind of interesting. We saw just before that yellow flag, A.J. Allmendinger starting to really dig hard on the outside, making up a lot of ground, heading back towards the front.
I can't imagine that you're going to come down pit road right now. That was a little short run, and if you're having to conserve the amount of Goodyear tires that are out there, well, you're going to have to just stay out and finish out this stage and how that goes. Wendy Venturini, what's happening with Bubba Wallace?
Well, during those green flag laps, the spotter was telling him, get down, don't go up high. The caution came out. Bubba Wallace got over the radio and said, calm down, guys. I know it's chaotic out here, but I got this. I'm down low. I feel good. More importantly, what's the score? So Bubba Wallace has other things on his mind to keep his brain occupied on the chaos of these tire situations. It's not the same for the tire guys on pit road. It is pure chaos right now.
So Bowman got together with Riley Herbst, wound up spinning. Chase Briscoe gets the free pass. He's back on the lead lap.
We've got 24 laps to go in stage number one of the Bass Pro Shops night race.
This is a Camry. This is a Camry on NASCAR. This is a Camry on NASCAR with Ty Gibbs behind the wheel. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
Welcome back to Bristol Motor Speedway. Most of the leaders stayed out, but the outside pole sitter comes in, and another one right in front of you, Doug Turnbull.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney came in. He lost a lap of that sequence, staying out super long there, beginning of the race. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr. had gotten into the top five, was just outside the top ten. Slow pit stop for the 47 team, but not many takers on this end of pit road, so he is down and away.
All right, thank you very much. So those are the only cars that have come onto pit road as we're working our second caution. A spin from Alex Bowman. Sweepstakes fans, start your entries. Visit EchoPark.com/Speedway to enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit EchoPark.com/Speedway now to drive off a winner. From Bristol Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
So we're back at Bristol Motor Speedway, closing in on the end of stage number one. It has been a very notable stage, a lot going on, and we're going to have to see how this plays out throughout the rest of the evening in the Bass Pro Shops night race. But if the rest of this event is anything like what we've seen, total crazy all the way around.
Total chaos. We're going to restart with 18 laps to go in this stage. Ty Gibbs is your race leader right now. Zane Smith runs in second. Third is William Byron. A.J. Allmendinger runs in fourth. Chris Buescher is fifth. Sixth is Bubba Wallace. Seventh is Denny Hamlin. Austin Cindric runs in eighth. Ninth, John Hunter Nemechek. Ryan Blaney is in tenth.
11th is Brad Keselowski. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 12th. 13th with the free pass and back on the lead lap is Chase Briscoe. Tyler Reddick 14th. 15th, Eric Jones. 16th, Kyle Busch. Joey Logano 17th. 18th, Kyle Larson. 19th, Riley Herbst. Christopher Bell in 20th.
Ross Chastain runs 21st. 22nd, Chase Elliott. Shane Van Gisbergen, 23rd. 24th is Carson Hocevar. 25th, Noah Gregson. Justin Haley, 26th. 27th, Ryan Preece. Michael McDowell, 28th. 29th, Alex Bowman. The last car, one lap down. Corey Heim, minus two in 30th.
31st, Ty Dillon. Todd Gilliland, 32nd. 33rd, Austin Hill. Austin Dillon is 34th. Minus three in 35th, Cole Custer. Cody Ware, 36th. 37th, Daniel Suarez. Then Chad Fincham, 38th. The only car out of the race. He'll finish last tonight. That's Josh Berry.
About to make another trip through the Echo Park Automotive restart zone at Echo Park Automotive. It's every car happy owner.
So when they take the green flag, it'll be 18 laps to go in stage number one. Ty Gibbs on the outside leads them in to the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Green flag is waving. He gets a good jump. Zane Smith, though, fires back to the inside.
Zane Smith actually got a decent restart to this race in that second position on the bottom lane. Now behind him, Chris Buescher will try to take third away from Byron.
Chris Buescher runs to the inside of William Byron. Byron tries to squeeze him down coming off of turn number four. They come out clean. Right now, Byron the advantage in third.
Behind him, three wide, about mid-pack, but we'll stay on this battle up front. It is Chris Buescher, half a car length ahead now of the machine of William Byron.
William Byron draws even on the outside. In turn four, as they exit the corner, again a dead heat at the line in the battle for third place.
And a battle side by side for the fifth position. Bottom of the racetrack belongs to Bubba Wallace. He'll now take that fifth spot away from A.J. Allmendinger, and Ryan Blaney will move into challenge.
William Byron moved into third. Chris Buescher tucks in behind him. Bubba Wallace right on his back bumper. Behind them, a side by side battle. Allmendinger to the outside of Blaney.
Everybody on the bottom, with the exception of A.J. Allmendinger, trying to make that outside line work. We'll momentarily if he's successful.
Now, before we saw that latest yellow flag, A.J. Allmendinger had started to work the high line, had made it work for his car. Now, though, he's trying to take on the heavyweights up front.
Quite a few drivers behind him are using the outside lane to try to pick up positions, but among the top 10, everybody running the bottom.
Ty Gibbs continues to pull away. Brad Keselowski now is the man on the move. Right now, he's running in ninth. He drives to the outside of John Hunter Nemechek and takes away eighth.
Looks like Keselowski will have that advantage. The outside generally gives you the better momentum off the corner, and that is exactly the situation. Picking up another position is Brad.
So Ryan Blaney now drives around the outside of Bubba Wallace, moved Blaney up to the fifth spot. He draws alongside Chris Buescher now in turn two.
He'll take the fourth spot away from Buescher at the exit of the corner. Now he goes to work on William Byron, diving to the bottom of the racetrack.
Ryan Blaney, a very fast race car, looks like he'll take away that third spot from William Byron. Bubba Wallace drives to the outside of Chris Buescher.
Well, it's obvious Ryan Blaney has a very fast race car unless he puts 60 laps on the tires. Up to third, he'll now try to chase down Zane Smith.
Blaney's tires 16 laps better than the guys he's trying to chase down right now, Ty Gibbs and Zane Smith. And the way we've had tire wear tonight, that appears to be a big deal.
Yeah, 16 laps could be huge for Ryan Blaney as he draws ever closer to the second place machine of Zane Smith.
Jonathan Hassler did take the opportunity to pit him on that last caution. Ty Gibbs continues to lead, but right now Zane Smith in second under a lot of fire from Ryan Blaney.
Blaney goes deep into turn number one on the bottom of the racetrack and easily bypasses his young rival exiting turn two. Now he'll set his sights on race leader Gibbs.
Gibbs has the lead with eight laps to go in stage number one, but Blaney's coming, and he's coming in a hurry.
Now, Ryan Blaney is just blazing fast at this juncture, and he's going to make the most of it as he's narrowed the margin between himself and Ty Gibbs to just about three car lengths.
It'll be seven laps to go this time by in stage number one. We'll see if Ty Gibbs can catch any lap traffic. He leads Ryan Blaney, Zane Smith, William Byron, and Bubba Wallace into one.
Ahead of them, Carson Hocevar and Justin Haley better get up on the button because they are in jeopardy of potentially going a lap down to the race leader.
So Ty Gibbs charges out of turn number four, six laps to go in stage number one, but up ahead, heavy traffic.
Side by side are two teammates. Justin Haley runs the outside, Carson Hocevar on the bottom. Now they'll file down into a single lane in turn three.
We've got five laps to go in stage number one, Rob. Now watching the battle for that free pass. Right now, Eric Jones has it. He's being chased at the start-finish line by Noah Gregson as they head back into one.
Eric Jones trying to get that free pass along with Gregson as they battle their way down the backstretch and hit the turn three.
So as the leaders work their way around the corner, Ty Gibbs gets knotted up in this traffic, and Blaney is right there on his back bumper.
And ahead of them, Carson Hocevar is using the front of his race car as a battering ram as he almost gets Alex Bowman turned around.
Three laps to go in stage number one. Alex Bowman cannot afford to go another lap down. He's minus one. Just one car separates him from the leader.
Well, he'll try to get around Hocevar. Let's see if he returns the favor. Carson really whacked him good the lap ago, but he'll now Hocevar get a little bit of gap.
So it's getting a little bit crazy there as these cars try to fight their way to stay in front of Ty Gibbs. He's across the stripe, just two laps to go in stage number one.
With pressure tires, it appeared that Blaney was going to chase down and easily bypass Ty Gibbs. But once he found Blaney on his back bumper, guys, he picked up the pace.
Battle for the lead, one to go in stage number one. Ryan Blaney's able to drive to the outside of Ty Gibbs. He'll take that spot as they head back to one.
And certainly Ryan Blaney will love to win this stage and get a playoff point, but battling back on the inside, here's Ty Gibbs, and it's going to be a race to the checkered, green checkered flag.
Ty Gibbs has slower cars in front of him. He and Blaney side by side out of turn four. It is Blaney by a half a car length, winning stage number one in the Bass Pro Shops night race. It is his seventh stage win this season. Ryan Blaney, Ty Gibbs, William Byron was third, Bubba Wallace fourth, fifth in stage one, Zane Smith, Chris Buescher sixth, A.J. Allmendinger seventh, eighth, Brad Keselowski, John Hunter Nemechek ninth, and 10th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Stage one presented by eBay. Swapping out your tires? They're doing a lot of it tonight, and there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I am Penn Holderness.
And we're here to remind you to get your cancer screenings.
Now, we don't have cancer, but we do want to keep it that way.
And while you don't have to race to the doctor.
Oh, but I like races, honey, especially when they're amazing races.
I see what you did there. But you do need to make time for routine screenings. I schedule my annual mammogram and gyno appointments every year around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
Well, that sounds like fun. Can I get in on that? I mean, I like lunch.
Well, you have a colon and you're over 45 and you have lungs.
Yeah.
And didn't you smoke in college?
A little bit.
Okay, so seriously, Penn, if there is something, early detection can make all the difference.
Okay, I'll get screened.
This C word can be scary, but routine screenings for breast, cervical, colorectal, lung, and prostate cancers can detect cancer early, even before symptoms appear.
Please visit PreventCancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
Because early detection equals better outcomes.
In the battle for the free pass, Erik Jones was able to hold off Noah Gregson. He'll go back on the lead lap. We're going to come back with pit stops before we head into Cheddar's Stage number 2, presented by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. Cheddar's is the official restaurant of RCR and the number 8 car. Cheddar's serves home-style comfort food like homemade chicken pot pie, slow-smoked baby back ribs, and hand-breaded chicken tenders at prices that won't break the bank. From Bristol Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Lasky, who finished eighth in that stage, decided to come in and take four tires. They were debating whether they wanted to come in or not because they only have six sets left, Doug Turnbull.
I just saw Ty Gibbs, our second place finisher in stage one, take two tires. William Byard in front of him took four scuff tires, and four tires for fifth place Zane Smith too. Wendy Venturini.
Bubba Wallace in the fourth position was a little loose on the entry to the center, felt disconnected when he came down to his pit stall just now. He got it awfully tight to the left side wall. The crew had to maneuver around that for four fresh tires, and Sunoco Fuel, Brett McMillan.
AJ Allmendinger said he was tight, but it came to it towards the end of the run. Really didn't want any adjustments. Four tire change, 9.9 seconds on the stop.
So it is going to be Ty Gibbs leading them off the pit lane, followed by Zane Smith. You have the John Hunter Nemechek. He is up six spots. Bubba Wallace. Then it's William Byron, Chris Buescher, AJ Allmendinger, and Ryan Blaney.
Well, when they came in for tires, they also topped off or filled up with Sunoco fuel. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco helps your car reach peak performance. Now we're seeing the cars a lap down come down pit road, some of which are playoff contenders, Mark. And that's going to be the thing about this race. How many cautions do we have right now? Christopher Bell is the first car, one lap down, followed by Kyle Busch and Ross Chastain. And, you know, you're going to have to try and do something here into this next stage and hope you can put yourself in a position if we get an early caution in stage two.
So you're out at the South Point in Las Vegas, and you go out to place the bet on how many of the playoff drivers are going to be on the lead lap after stage number one. Would you guess only six?
No.
Only six of the playoff drivers came through that on the lead lap, 10 minus one or more.
If we were at Echo Park Speedway in Atlanta, maybe. But not here tonight at Bristol, and this is the way it's turned out. An exciting race, and if you're just joining us here, yesterday in practice and qualifying, the new softer right-side Goodyear tire, many of the teams thought not really an issue. Now that the lights go down, we are seeing the same thing we saw back in the spring in a race that everyone raved about. Tire wear good enough for 40 to 60 laps on the right side.
All about temperature. We've got the PJ1 combining it with cooler temperatures, and that is the cocktail that is going to really mix things up in the rest of this Bass Pro Shops night race. It's just unbelievable what we saw in stage number one, especially at the beginning, because nobody saw that coming.
You know, an interesting thing, when we had the high tire wear race like we did back in the spring of 2024, they didn't use PJ1. They used resin instead. Tonight it's PJ1, but the right side tires aren't even touching it. They're actually touching the bare concrete of this racetrack. But what that PJ1 is allowing, those left side tires to grab onto it and grip faster corner speeds here, tire wear, and to give you a visual, There are a lot of marbles that are collecting at the top of the racetrack. They're cleaning those up right now. Let's get an update on Ryan Blaney from Doug Turnbull.
He was the winner at stage one, barely over Ty Gibbs, but he lost seven spots on pit road. Part of that is because Gibbs and Zane Smith and I believe John Hunter Nemechek took two tires because right side tires have been getting all the wear. But I went and checked with the pit crew since he lost so many spots. They had trouble pinning on one of those tires. Now, at a lot of races, it's hard to get that track position back, but at this one, if you're just a little more aggressive than the others, you can leapfrog them a little more. We're seeing a lot of passing tonight, but Ryan Blaney is going to have to dig from a hole here to start stage two.
Look, Kyle Larson on pit road, and Larson now is going to be dropping down the running order and is going to start deep in the pack at the beginning of stage number two.
Yeah, this is his second pit stop during the stage break caution. That means he is going to have to restart at the tail of the field, and that's going to be a tough situation for him, Mark, because, well, we know right now the field is starting to come in very, very quick when it comes to getting around this racetrack when the green flag comes out.
Absolutely. So, again, we've had, 134 laps. Ty Gibbs has led 73 so far. Ryan Blaney, 29. A.J. Allmendinger from the pole led twice for 24. So here's the rundown. Ty Gibbs is your leader. Zane Smith, second. John Hunter Nemechek, third. Fourth, Bubba Wallace. William Byron, fifth. Sixth, Chris Buescher. Seventh, A.J. Allmendinger. Eighth, Ryan Blaney. Ninth, Brad Keselowski. And 10th is going to be Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
11th is Austin Cindric. 12th is Chase Briscoe. Denny Hamlin, 13th. Eric Jones, he got the free pass, 14th. Micah McDowell, 15th. Carson Hocevar, 16th. Alex Bowman, 17th. Stayed out and took the wave around. They're back on the lead lap, but with older tires. 18th is Noah Gregson, minus one. Christopher Bell, 19th. And Kyle Busch, 20th.
21st, Ross Chastain. Chase Elliott, 22nd. 23rd, Ryan Preece. Joey Logano, 24th. 25th, Riley Herbst. Tyler Reddick, 26th. 27th, Kyle Larson. Justin Haley, 28th. 29th, Corey Heim. 30th, the last car, one lap down, Austin Dillon.
Minus two, Shane Van Gisbergen and Austin Hill, minus two as well. Ty Dillon is 33rd. 34th is Todd Gilliland. Daniel Suarez is 35th. Minus three is Cody Ware in 36th. 37th, Cole Custer. Chad Fincham in 38th. Out of this race for the third week in a row, he will finish last. His car caught on fire with the rubber that came up off the racetrack. Josh Berry, unfortunate for him. Right now, Mark, and this may go unchallenged tonight, the Xfinity fastest lap is currently A.J. Allmendinger. He did that on lap number three with the pace that we've seen. We'll see if he can get it. If he does, the Xfinity fastest lap earns one extra championship point. You can sign up today for a super fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
So we talked about Alex Bowman staying out, 17th, last car on the lead lap. He last pitted on lap 103. The guys who just pitted, lap 130. So the tire difference, 27 laps. Alex Bowman's got to believe or got to hope, I need a yellow flag. I need one in a hurry early on in this second stage of the race. We're about to get underway again with 113 laps to go in stage number two. They're about to get into the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. Every car, happy owner, Echo Park Automotive.
Ty Gibbs has been able to control the restarts. He'll do that from the outside as we get into the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. He gets a good jump. Zane Smith to his inside. Bubba Wallace now trying to take away second.
Bubba Wallace really rocking it out of turn number two. He'll draw even with Ty Gibbs. Now gets a car length advantage into turn three.
Bubba Wallace becomes the fifth different leader in the Bass Pro Shops night race. He leads Ty Gibbs, then Zane Smith, A.J. Allmendinger around the outside of William Byron to take over four.
Bubba Wallace really peaking at the right time. He's got that machine rolling. He's three car lengths up on Gibbs. Five more back to third running Zane Smith.
Right now, race pace with Bubba Wallace, Ty Gibbs, Zane Smith, and A.J. Allmendinger. The battle is for fifth. William Byron is driven to the outside of John Hunter Nemechek.
Nemechek has a slight advantage on the exit of turn number two. Byron will stay up top because now occupying that inside lane to his left is Chris Buescher.
Chris Buescher on the bottom draws alongside the driver's door of William Byron at the line. They are equally set right there going into one, followed by Austin Cindric.
Austin Cindric trying to determine who to follow. Does he want the inside with Buescher or the outside with Byron? So far, he's running with Buescher.
Here comes Bubba Wallace. He's your race leader. Ty Gibbs is going to want that one back, though. He drives to his inside as they head into one and takes the lead.
That looked very, very strange. It almost appeared as if Bubba Wallace got hard on the binders halfway down the front straightaway as Gibbs flashed past, and now Wallace is in jeopardy of losing second.
He's hung up on the outside. Allmendinger to his inside, bypasses. Now Zane Smith, John Hunter Nemechek lining up to try to pass Bubba Wallace.
Just a couple of laps ago, Bubba Wallace used that outside lane to take the race lead. Now he'll try to use it again to get it back.
Mark, I said a couple laps ago, they're at race pace. That was the restart. Had to wonder how soon they were going to slow down that race pace. They were running 16-second laps. Now Ty Gibbs is running 17-second laps. The only thing that's going to hang on to those Goodyear tires right now, slow the pace down and manage.
I think that's what happened to Bubba Wallace. I think his crew chief said, like, whoa down. You cannot run that pace and make these tires live to the 40 to 60 lap mark they're looking for.
You can't make them angry. We do have side-by-side racing with William Byron on the outside of Cindric, Rob.
Well, on the restart, William Byron was in the fourth position. He slid all the way back to seventh. He's chosen to use the outside lane.
Austin Cindric down to the inside of William Byron. This is a battle for seventh place.
And right behind Cindric is teammate Ryan Blaney as they try to work their way back to the front of this pack.
On the outside of Chris Buescher, it's William Byron again. This is a battle for sixth. We're going to have 104 laps to go here in stage number two and a lot of racing on these tires.
And now a couple of rows back, the guy.
Trouble. Here is Eric Jones. He spins around. Another car involved in this, Michael McDowell, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Chad Fincham. They've bottled up the front stretch here at Bristol.
Two Spire cars involved in that one. We actually had Michael McDowell pummeled the back of his teammate Justin Haley, but this started with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. You mentioned Eric Jones in this. He gets his car back on the racetrack, and we'll get a replay now here, Mark, and you see Ricky Stenhouse Jr. just up out of the PJ1 groove coming up off of turn number four. Gets a little loose thanks to Riley Herbst. That's the second in a row to stay off Shane Van Gisbergen. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. ends up spinning, and that causes a calamity on the front straightaway.
Tyler Reddick, Joey Logano, playoff contenders, they snuck by the inside. They may be a lap down, but they remain alive in their cars with four tires and four fenders. We'll take a break and come right back to Thunder Valley.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things, like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The NASCAR playoffs return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway September 19th to 21st. This year, it's going to be wicked faster and wicked funner. 3 days of racing, camping, concerts, and fireworks. Grab your friends or make some new ones. And when the checkered flag drops, one driver takes home the giant lobster. Don't miss New England's biggest race weekend, the NASCAR playoffs, September 19th through 21st. Get your tickets now at nhms.com.
Couple of good things. If you're Christopher Bell, you're the first car lapped down. You're going to get the free pass. If you're Carson Hocevar, if you're Alex Bowman, you stayed out during the last stage break. You're going to now get to pit and get fresher tires. That'll be happening when we come back from Bristol Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand. NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
If you just joined us, we're in stage two of the Bass Pro Shops night race here at Bristol Motor Speedway. We've had 5 leaders, 12 lead changes. Ty Gibbs has led 85 laps, Ryan Blaney 29. A.J. Allmendinger has led 24 in the previous 28 races. Coming into this event, he had led only 4.
Let's go to the top of the box with WeatherGuard Truck Boxes, Brett McMillan.
All right, here with Trent Owens, the crew chief for A.J. Allmendinger. And Trent, this tires seem to be wearing just a little bit better now, and we're in the second stage. Are you noticing that?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest difference is they slowed the pace down. You know, we were able to run hard that last 30 of that right for the stage in, and the wear went back up. So when they fire up here in the second stage, we got to run a slower pace to try to make them live. We're down about 50 or 60 laps per set on the tires, and so we got to at least try to get 50 or 60 out of this set to start the second stage. But definitely a concern. I'd like to see it rubber up and get a little more life out of them.
How concerned are you about having enough tires to get to the end?
We'll be close if it stays like this, but I anticipate eventually it should rubber up, but right now it's not looking too good. So we'll just keep managing the lap time, try to manage the tires, and AJ's doing a good job all weekend. Nice getting the pole, but we got to somehow finish it out here.
Good luck rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
That's Trent Owens, crew chief for A.J. Allmendinger.
Thank you, Brett. For over half a century, pros have relied on WeatherGuard to protect their gear. A WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. WeatherGuard, established 1968, proven every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. Alex Bowman came in for those 4 fresh tires, but Wendy Venturini, a teammate of his, came down to pit road for something else.
Yes, Kyle Larson is extremely tight. Now, they came down pit road earlier to fix the right front damage that he received on a restart, but just now they came down pit road at lap 151 just now, did not take tires. They made a major chassis adjustment. They actually went under the hood. They jacked up the car. So much on that chassis adjustment, but they're saving the tires. Cliff Daniels wants to be conservative on the tires, but right now Kyle Larson just came out over the radio as I was speaking and was talking about the marbles on this racetrack. I know the pace has slowed down in order to conserve these tires, but we are keeping track of all of these tires back here and how many sets we have left.
At this point in the race, you just put all the numbers in a hat, shake it up, and throw it down on the table, because it's that kind of chaotic here. There's absolutely no way to figure out, at this point anyways, how all this is going to turn out at the end.
Let's give you a rundown now as we're about to restart here. It's 97 to go currently in stage number 2. Ty Gibbs is your race leader. Bubba Wallace runs second. Third is A.J. Allmendinger. Fourth is Zane Smith. John Hunter Nemechek runs in fifth. Sixth is William Byron. Chris Buescher seventh. Eighth, Austin Cindric. Ninth, Ryan Blaney. Brad Keselowski in 10th.
Denny Hamlin 11th. Chase Briscoe 12th. 13th, Alex Bowman. Carson Hocevar 14th. Then it's Eric Jones 15th. 16th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with Christopher Bell 17th and the last car on the lead lap. Chase Elliott 18th. 19th, Ross Chastain. 20th, Noah Gregson.
The field has gone through the chews. They're lining up side by side. Let's continue that rundown. Ryan Preece runs 21st, 22nd. Riley Herbst, Joey Logano 23rd. Kyle Busch 24th, 25th. Tyler Reddick 26th. Justin Haley. Austin Dillon 27th, 28th. Corey Heim. Kyle Larson is 29th. The last car on the lead lap, Michael McDowell in 30th.
Our last car minus one. Ty Dillon 32nd, 33rd. Austin Hill. Todd Gilliland 34th, 35th. Daniel Suarez. Cole Custer 36th. 37th, Cody Ware. 38th is Chad Fincham, the only driver out after having a fire underneath the car. Josh Berry will get credit tonight for last place, 39th.
Here's how they line up. Ty Gibbs, the control car. He'll restart on the outside. Bubba Wallace is to his inside. Again, they last pitted at the end of stage number 1. Pace car is off. They're going to head through the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Ty Gibbs gets a great jump on the outside. Bubba Wallace spins his tires. A.J. Allmendinger will race side-by-side with Bubba.
Big wiggle when Bubba spun his tires, but he gathers it in quickly, trying to hang on to the second spot, but he's going to lose it down the backstretch to A.J. Allmendinger.
Bubba Wallace wiggled in the 1, wiggled pulled out of turn number two, the handle going away just a bit. He is currently in the third spot. Meanwhile, side by side for fifth, Zane Smith along with Ryan Blaney.
Zane Smith lost a couple of spots on that restart. Picking them up were Ryan Blaney. Gets on the back bumper of William Byron for the fourth position.
Chase Elliott off the pace. He is now at the back of the field with just Chad Fincham behind him. He's reporting he may have a loose wheel as the leaders are in one.
Ty Gibbs already a three-car length advantage over the second-place machine, our pole sitter for the evening, A.J. Allmendinger. But here comes Bubba Wallace once again to challenge.
At the back of the pack, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, playoff contenders. They're at the very tail end of the field. Each of them may have a problem. Meanwhile, leaders in turn two.
And neither of those two that you just mentioned from the Hendrick Stables, they're not making any effort at this juncture to pick up any spots. So very quickly, they'll find themselves in position to lose another lap.
Battle was for fourth. Ryan Blaney took it away from William Byron. Now it's for fifth. John Hunter Nemechek is now driven to the inside of Byron.
John Hunter Nemechek has had some great runs in the second half of this season. Looks like he's trying to have yet another one at Bristol tonight. Door to door with William Byron.
They're trying to walk a fine line. A guy like Ty Gibbs, who's out front, he wants to be quick, but he has to slow the car down to get the tire wear they need. Right now, the pace, 17.4 seconds. Here is Gibbs again, working his way into turn number three. He'll come across the stripe. Still 89 laps to go in stage number two. We've got a long way to go. Here now is Nemechek and Byron door-to-door in one.
Byron persists in trying to make that upper lane work, but he's not all the way to the top. He's right down against the door panel on the right side of John Hunter Nemechek's machine, trying to unsettle him in an effort to get around.
Pace is about second and a half off of what race pace would normally be. Now Bubba Wallace dives to the inside of A.J. Allmendinger for second.
Not at all shy about charging toward the front. Carson Hosa, he's really got the throttle down as he goes to work now on the back bumper of Nemechek.
Ryan Blaney dives to the inside of A.J. Allmendinger as they exit four. Blaney moves up to third, and A.J. Allmendinger taps his back bumper.
Well, Ryan Blaney, you could see, was very ginger in making that pass. He certainly doesn't want to make those tires mad too early in this run.
Alex Bowman trying to drive his way back up through the field as well. He's a part of this lead battle right now. A.J. Allmendinger's on the outside. Now Alex Bowman drives to his inside.
After spinning, nearly finding himself a lap down, Alex Bowman now beginning to work his way to the front. He takes the position away from Allmendinger and puts a bumper to the rear tail panel of Nemechek.
Carson Hocevar has worked up to fourth. He worked his way past John Hunter Nemechek. Now he looks to the inside of Ryan Blaney. Blaney slams the door.
Well, Carson Hocevar knows no speed except wide open. I don't know what that's going to mean in terms of tire wear, but right now he is riding a rocket.
Alex Bowman wants the top five right now. He's trying to stay away from having to use the bumper on John Hunter Nemechek, but up in front of them, Hocevar moves into third.
Well, and Ryan Blaney made it awfully easy. He did not want to get wrecked, so he said, fine, I'll get you later. And he moves over. Hocevar now to second.
Now Blaney goes to the outside of Bubba Wallace. This is a battle now for third. Wallace trying to work Blaney up the racetrack. Doesn't do it. Now John Hunter taps Bubba Wallace.
Everybody on the bottom of the racetrack. Ty Gibbs, four car lengths over Hocevar, three back to Blaney, two more back to Bubba.
Ty Gibbs continues to lead. And Mark, this has now become a race of making choices. You're Bubba Wallace. You had a choice. Do you want to try and fight off Ryan Blaney and Carson Hocevar? No, you don't. You want to hang on to your tires and manage. Managing is going to win this race for you, I feel.
Carson Hocevar has turned up the wick. He's running a little bit quicker than leader Ty Gibbs as they come across the stripe. 81 laps to go in this stage, a long way before we see a green and white checkered flag.
It's going to be interesting to see how all of this turns out here. Right now, Ty Gibbs keeping the pace, 17.2 seconds a lap. Typically, at this point, we'd see the pace at about 16 seconds a lap. Hocevar starting to reel him in just a little bit, but just outside the top 10. We got a lot of cars fighting pretty hard right now. Eric Jones is hung on the outside, Rob.
James Smith was to the inside of Eric Jones. Mick Smith running in the top five early. Now finds himself in the back end of the top 10.
Now Eric Jones up on the top side of the racetrack. He's got some company behind him. William Byron is right there along with Justin Haley.
Byron was futile in his effort to utilize that outside lane. Now he finds himself mired in heavy traffic way back in about the 15th or 16th spot.
Just up in front of them, Chris Buescher is on the move. Right now he is trying to take away the seventh spot from A.J. Allmendinger. Buescher on the inside of that battle.
Buescher, I think, got into the left rear quarter panel momentarily of Allmendinger. Allmendinger able to gather it in, but for a moment he was on the verge of spinning.
So here is Allmendinger trying to hold off Chris Buescher. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is on Buescher's back bumper. Then Zane Smith right there along with Ryan Preece and Brad Keselowski.
And the reason Buescher's a bit impatient right now is the front six cars have driven away somewhat. Alex Bowman occupies the sixth position, about eight car lengths ahead of Allmendinger.
Ty Gibbs continues to lead. Then it's Carson Hocevar, Ryan Blaney, Bubba Wallace, John Hunter Nemechek, Alex Bowman. Top six have broken away.
We'll watch that now, the battle for seventh, as it settling into that position is A.J. Allmendinger. Chris Buescher has settled behind him, followed by Ricky Stenhouse, and the top 15 cars single file on the bottom.
So with 75 laps to go in stage number two, Ty Gibbs your leader over Carson Hocevar.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Prove it every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap again, time your pit stops, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track. Fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
We've got 71 laps to go here in Cheddar's stage number two of the Bass Pro Shops Night Race. Ty Gibbs continues to lead Carson Hocevar, Ryan Blaney, Bubba Wallace, and John Hunter Nemechek. From Bristol Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
A.J. Allmendinger restarted in row number two. He then went to the tail of the field. He's now having to come in for four tires on a scheduled pit stop. Brett McMillan.
Yeah, come in. It's this scheduled stop. Basically, depending on what's going on today. Basically, keep it safe with these tires. He's backing down. They're trying to keep these tires on these cars. And so he's taking a four-tire change and headed back out.
All right, thank you very much, Brett. And right now, the race pace still slow. Shane Van Gisbergen, he's coming in as well. He's already running a couple of laps down in here. So let's give you as much of a leaderboard update as we can right now, Mark, brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
Ty Gibbs, the leader, by 0.4 of a second over Carson Hocevar. Ryan Blaney just 0.7 of a second back. Bubba Wallace, fourth. John Hunter Nemechek, fifth. Sixth is Alex Bowman. Chris Buescher, seventh. Eighth, Ricky Stenhouse, Jr. Zane Smith, ninth. 10th, Brad Keselowski.
Austin Cindric runs 11th. Eric Jones is 12th. Denny Hamlin, 13th. 14th is William Byron. Chase Briscoe is 15th. The last car on the lead lap, Christopher Bell, he's in 16th. Minus one, Ryan Preece in 17th. Justin Haley, 18th. 19th, Tyler Reddick. Noah Gregson in 20th.
Joey Logano, 21st. 22nd, Corey Heim. Riley Herbst is 23rd. Then Kyle Busch, 24th. 25th, Ross Chastain. Michael McDowell, 26th. Kyle Larson, 27th, 28th, Austin Dillon, A.J. Allmendinger now being scored two laps down in 29th, Daniel Suarez, 30th.
Ty Dillon, 31st, 32nd is Todd Gilliland, Austin Hill is 33rd, minus three, he just came onto pit road under green, Chase Elliott in 34th, Cody Ware is 35th, Cole Custer, 36th, Shane Van Gisbergen, 37th, 38th, Chad Fincham, Josh Berry, the first one out of this race, he'll finish 39th after his car caught fire.
Now off the pace, Ryan Preece as he lets Bubba Wallace go. Alex Bowman closes in. Bowman just got by John Hunter Nemechek. Bowman's tires are 21 laps better than those cars in front of him. And I guess the team that figures out the right cycle at the end that has maybe 15, 20 laps better tires than everybody else could have the upper hand here at the end of this race.
Yeah, Bubba Wallace just gave up the bottom to give it to Ryan Preece on the outside. Ryan Preece has come down pit road. He's got fresher tires right now. Kyle Larson is now back in as we're starting to see these teams, well, literally halfway through this stage here, Mark, having to come in to make green flag pit stops.
Larson came in minus one lap and really was mired in the back, was making no move at all towards the front. So Kyle Larson has proved to be mortal here at Bristol Motor Speedway tonight after being Superman the last two cup races here in Thunder Valley.
Looks like John Hunter Nemechek just hit the cords. He is way off the pace after racing in the top five, getting a lot of pressure from Austin Cindric. As he goes into turn number three, John Hunter Nemechek has to back it way down. He is just trying to hang on to that race car, Mark.
And at this point, again, we're waiting for a number of other cars that seem to be dropping off the pace to find their way to pit lane. And you got to believe these war rooms back at the team headquarters, they have smoke coming out of the computers trying to figure out how to make this thing work.
Right now, we've got 54 laps to go here in Cheddar stage number two. John Hunter Nemechek is going to have to come down pit road. Zane Smith, who's been a top five, top ten car all night, he's coming off pit road as well. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
John Hunter Nemechek was trying to get down pit road. Now, he has nosed in the left front of his race car against pit wall, making it very difficult for the team to change tires. But I see cords on the right side tires of John Hunter Nemechek's car when they
You can always tell when these cars have a tire problem. They just fall off the cliff. They don't just, you know, gradually start to slow down. They're at race pace, then all of a sudden, boom, that's it. They're falling off the cliff. Tires have gone away. Back to the cords. Chris Buescher's back on pit road.
Back to Wendy Venturini. Ross Chastain's been trying to get back on the lead lap. He's close, but he's going to have to come down pit road and pit under green. We see Cole Custer in. We see Alex Bowman in. We see Denny Hamlin coming in as well, at least here on the front straightaway, Mark. I'm impressed that Ty Gibbs is able to stay out. He's the leader. He's been the one setting the pace.
And Carson Hocevar hanging with him, as is Ryan Blaney. They have found their pace, 17.2 to 17.3 second laps. Seems to be able to keep their tires alive. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
Yeah, take a look at those tires coming off of Ross Chastain's car. Denny Hamlin and also A.J. Allmendinger. They're lasting longer. They're lasting after this fuel run, or after this stage, I should say, which has been 60 laps. But the ones coming off the car are looking exactly like the ones that came off during the first run they had tonight. They are absolutely just kind of coming apart after about 60 laps.
Andrew Curlin.
Eric Jones just came in. He fought hard to get back on that lead lap. He came in for four tires. Austin Dillon is also in as well for four tires. Snoco Fuel, as is Joey Logano.
So again, as you talked about, Brad, you have to be impressed.